Hello there. We're Tony and Susan Alamo, the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Foundation. This is our Thanksgiving program, and we both wish you, and the whole foundation wishes you, a great Thanksgiving. Stay with us for the next half hour with our choir, our orchestra, gospel testimonies, and a message I'm sure you will not want to miss.
We are the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Foundation. We're a basic, fundamental Christian group. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We believe He is the Messiah, that He is the Savior of the world. We believe that He died for our sins, that He rose from the dead, and that He lives, and that there is no other salvation in any person or in any name other than in Jesus Christ. I know that we read so many things today about the youth movements, and they're mentioned, so many of them, as communes. Ours is not a commune. We're Christians, and we do not believe in communal living. This is our Thanksgiving program. And first, I want to thank you. All of us want to thank you for allowing us to come into your home and to share our lives and our testimonies with you. And today, there are several of the young people that have come from the church that will be here with us, and our children. So many of the young people have been married since they are with us, and they are married. They go to the city hall and they obtain a license and they are married before God. These young people own their own little homes and they live with their families in their homes. Our belief is in America is to keep the family unit together. And this, as Christians, is what we have done to bring about a great and mighty move with the young people today and to bring them back to what God intended for them to be in the first place. Again, thank you for allowing us to share in your Thanksgiving and you being able to share in ours. And now Tony Alamo will sing, Have Thine Own Way, Lord.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay.
When the people from this church sing these old gospel songs, they sing them from the depths of their hearts and their souls. because they didn't always know these songs, and it wasn't always the song of their heart. The young people that you see here are a cross-section of America and even Europe. They're people from every family background, every walk of life. Many of these young people were narcotic addicts, and many of them had hit the very depths of sin. But the gospel of Jesus Christ, in its renewed power and strength, has made them new creatures in Christ Jesus. And they know beyond any shadow of doubt that when they sing these songs, that they are truth. And now we have four of the brothers from the foundation, Ernie, Mike, Paul, and Bob. And they will sing for you, I Believe Jesus Saves.
I am coming to Jesus for rest, rest such as the purified know. My soul is a thirst to be blessed, to be washed and made whiter than snow. I believe Jesus saves,
Jesus saves,
and His blood washes whiter than snow. I believe Jesus saves,
Jesus saves,
and His blood washes whiter than snow. To Jesus I give up my all, every treasure and idol I know. For His fullness of blessing I call, till His blood washes whiter than snow.
I believe
Jesus saves,
Jesus saves,
and His blood washes.
When we first started putting this band and orchestra together, some of these kids are from former rock bands and some had never played an instrument before. They're just a group of people that, kids from the streets, and as they came in and Tony was formulating when he was putting the band and the choir together, maybe one would say, well, I played a horn in high school, and Tony'd say, well, jam in, let's see what you can do. And some of our guest visitors at the church used to come in and say, ooh, they're noisy. I said, no, they're not too loud. The building is too small. And all of them are not even here in this telecast. There's about 85 in the band and, 150, maybe more than that, in the choir. But it's been a wonderful project in helping God assemble an army, a nucleus to go out and to win souls for Jesus Christ. It's been a glorious work in Jesus Christ. We have much during this Thanksgiving season to be thankful to God for. First, we thank Him for His Son, Jesus Christ. We thank Him for every wonderful blessing. We thank Him for every young person that is assembled here this day that would very possibly be in a mental institution, in their grave, or possibly in a prison if it were not for the blood that Christ has shed for them. And we feel like inviting the whole world to come and dine, to come and taste of Him and know truly that He is good, to know that He is God. And now Tony Alamo invites you, come and dine.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he does feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it is sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, a master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. Who the hungry calleth now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called to them, now come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He'll fed the multitude, turn the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, it will be a glorious sight, all the saints of God in white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Come and dine, the master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine.
I believe that all of us Americans today realize that we have a national crisis. And I think most of us realize that our government is falling. And I think that the ones of us who know God and know the Word of God in reality realize that a house divided against itself cannot stand. And people today are searching their hearts, really, as they never have before. And some of them are beginning to realize that there is only one promise, that there is only one hope, and that is in God. And God said in His Word, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, then will I heal their land. And we believe that this is a living truth. I believe that if every person out there took this one Bible scripture truthfully to their own heart and to their own soul, and were willing to humble themselves before the living God and to seek His face, that God would make a move for us. And I believe that unless we do this, that we have never known what we, you and I, are headed for. In this program, this Thanksgiving of giving thanks unto God. A lot of the young families are here, young married couples with their children, and we're going to talk to some of them. I want to remind you again that these young people who you are seeing here in this telecast are people, many of them drug addicts, many of them fallen to complete despair. But through this same promise in God, they have found life and found it more abundantly. They have found the promise that God had given unto them. That same promise is for every person out there, if only you would believe. And now let's talk to some of these young couples. Claudia, how long have you been at the foundation?
3 years and 2 months now.
And this is Harold. Harold, are you happy at the foundation?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, come on, look into the camera. You're really happy. You're sure you're really happy at the foundation, Harold?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Jerry and Gigi. How long have you been the foundation?
Almost 5 years now, Susan.
And you met at the foundation, you were married at the foundation, and this is a foundation baby.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Tell them out there what the baby's name is.
Hannah.
Hannah. Amen. Why did you name her Hannah?
Because it's a Bible name. And
praise the Lord. And this is Carrie and Richard, and where's Ann? Carrie, come on now. Come on. And you two have been married?
Almost 7 years.
Almost 7 years. And here's little Carrie. Carrie, aren't you going to look at the camera? Ron and Joan. And their baby. And how long have you been at the foundation?
Going on 3 years.
Going on 3 years. What's oh, look at you smile. You're happy for Thanksgiving. What's the baby's name?
Bethany.
I'm asking you, I know what the baby's name is. Bethany, you look so happy for Thanksgiving. Look at her smiling. And this is Peter. Where's your mother, Peter?
Sick.
She's sick? And you came all by yourself to represent the whole family? Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I see you let your aunt come. Did you let Aunt Dorothy come along? And you and Dorothy came to the foundation at the same time.
Right.
And you've been there how long now?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. Has it been a good 3.5 years?
The best.
Praise the Lord. Marinia, and let's see the little ones here. Carlos and Miguel and Mommy. How long have you been at the foundation, Marinia?
34 months, I love it.
34 months. Oh, you counted right down to a month, huh?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Miguel, you usually talk a lot. Aren't you going to talk? Say hello, everybody. Did you say hello to everybody? Sue, praise the Lord. How long have you been at the foundation?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. Are you going to say hello to everybody? Wave to everybody. Say hello. Linda, praise the Lord. How long have you been at the foundation?
16 months.
16 months. And these are your three little ones.
Yeah, these are my three.
Praise the Lord. April, can you say hello?
Yeah.
Hello. Patty and Britt.
Praise the Lord.
How long have you been at the foundation,
three
Patty?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. And this is Britt.
Mm-hmm.
Britt, look up and say hello. And Bob and Nancy, their two little ones. Bob, you have such a tremendous testimony. Just for a minute, just give us a word of your testimony of what your life was before.
Before I came to your foundation, a Christian foundation, I was just completely twisted with just hatred and bitterness against all of society. And I was taking drugs just every day of my life and addicted. I was involved in the revolutionary movements, and I'd given up on any hope of there actually being a God. Just, I didn't find any truth in the world and anywhere I had looked. And just before I came to the foundation, I was just completely overcome by sin and just no hope in my life, just all despair. I remember the night I came into the church, it was just so wonderful. And Tony witnessed to me and told me the message of Jesus. And it was just a new hope, a new joy, a new life. It was just wonderful.
You was almost like a wild man before, wasn't you, Bob?
I think I was a wild man.
Bob used to have long hair, and he had turkey bones tied all in his hair. Now he's the father of these two beautiful children. Hi, Alicia. Pardon me. Hi, Nathan. This is Daryl and Mimi. And come on in, Dana. Daryl, what was your life like before you came to the foundation?
Well, before I came to the foundation, my life was wrecked by sin. I was a drug addict, and my life was just ripped and torn by torments and sorrow and misery. And when I came to Christ, my life changed completely, and I got peace. I got victory in Christ, and I'm going on to glory for the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hi, you, Mimi. Hi, Leah. Hi, you, Dana. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Julie, are you going to say hello to everybody? Are you going to say hello? No, she just stands and stares. She isn't going to. How about you, Nathan? Nathan, are you going to say hello? Are you going to say hello? How long have you been at the foundation?
3.5 years now.
3.5 years. Has it been a good 3.5 years,
most
Ina?
Most wonderful years of my life.
Ina, what was your life like before you came to the foundation?
Well, when I was about 14 years old, I started taking drugs. And when I was 17 years old, I had Julie, and I was taking massive doses of LSD and drugs, and Julie was very sick as a baby. And then my life went on, and I searched out different religions and cults, and I never knew about God, I never knew about Jesus Christ. And I found that my life was nothing but despair and misery and heartbreak and loneliness. And then finally, one day, I heard the gospel of Jesus Christ because faithful witnesses from the foundation were on the streets. And I got saved, and I moved in, and I've been serving God ever since.
Praise the Lord. And at that time, Julie was completely gone. You didn't even have her, did you?
I gave her up when she was born.
Yes, I know you did. And I said to you, Ina, you'll never be happy like that. She's your child, and you should raise her. And thank God. Julie, we all have a lot to be thankful to God for on this Thanksgiving, don't we? See, you've got Mommy, and you've got Jesus. You've got everything in the world going for you, haven't you? Praise the Lord. And this is Seth. And Gail and Sarah. That's little Sarah Bingham. Well, Gail, we had your testimony on one of the telecasts earlier, but you want to just for a minute tell us something about what your life was?
Well, I come from a Jewish family from New York City, and when I was 11 years old, I got involved with drugs, and I took drugs for 12 years of my life, and I was absolutely miserable. I had a fairly good education, and I had some very good jobs back in New York, and I was never happy. I had everything I wanted and nothing at all because I had an emptiness in my heart. And when I came out here, I came out to make a drug deal, and somebody witnessed to me on the streets and told me about Jesus and told me about hell and that I could be saved and I could have a new life and that I didn't have to be miserable anymore. And I was all for that because my life was a wreck.
Well, praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Amen. Tommy, bring little Jessica in here so that... Look at this sleeping doll. Praise the Lord. Here's Tommy and Piper with little Jessica. And here is Pat and Shirley with their baby. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. We've run out of time. Join with us and let this be the prayer of your heart as well as the prayer of our hearts at this Thanksgiving time. God bless America.